Hello, welcome back. This is exercise 2. Water. The motivation of water is learning to use the power of emotional reaction in any situation. Chakra being opened is the point above your pelvis, sometimes referred to as the hara or damchen or seat of the soul. We usually refer to it as having guts or doing something even when you're afraid. The endocrine tie-ins include the adrenal glands, so this belt of energy around your body is kind of an orangish color, and it teaches your body how to channel the energy of reactive terror into power. As you step onto the orange step and look out through the Dutch door at the spring. You are reminded that the movement of safety is the movement of water. The flowing posture is one of moving away but maintaining the ability to retaliate from a safer position like a wave. The posture of Ichimonji no Kamae of the Tokakure Runin Jutsu best represents the physical manifestation of this attitude. The legs are spread wide for balance, one back in an L rather than as a T as in a cat stance, sometimes referred to as the Chinese L. The hips are lowered and the knees are relaxed. One hand covers the center line of the upper body, throat, and solar plexus. The other is extended loosely to fend off and ward off grabbing attacks. The L-back angling step of the legs away from the attacker allows the individual using this posture to be completely safe from attack, even though they appear vulnerable. Play with this posture. Play with these movements of flowing backwards and forwards as you walk out the door and begin your walk down the stream. The movements of the water belt are naturally flowing and using the body movement of the attacker to direct you out of his or her way. It's like a wave wearing down a rock by flowing out and back. You'll learn to move circularly like water sucking someone down into a whirlpool, like a stream of flowing around your opponent and filling every opening with your presence to unbalance or to wear him down. The thinking attitude of water is enjoying the challenge, using every trick you've got to defeat the attacker. The water person is a good listener and enjoys clever conversation and artistic achievement. You are responsive to others and focused on getting the job done. You like to try out new things and tend to be sensual and seductive as well as strong. You're optimistic and ambitious for yourself and others. You're a good friend and a feared enemy. As you walk along the stream, you start coming into a forest. In the distance, you can hear water, the larger body that the stream is going towards. In the forest, you hear the leaves rustle as animals and perhaps people. There's something moving away from you. And you follow. Follow into the forest. As you move under the dark limbs, ahead of you, you can see a clearing. You go towards the clearing. Come out into the clearing. You can see dancers. And they ask you to join them. And you do. You join hands. And they move farther down the trail. Out of the clearing. Down towards the beach. There's a fire on the beach. And people are shedding their clothes and going into the water and playing in the waves. Out in the distance, you can see a boat. And you decide to go into the water. You swim. And as you're swimming, you notice that you can breathe under the water and stay down for long, long periods of time. And so you swim out into the deep water. And creatures come swimming towards you. And you check each other out. One of the creatures signals you to follow. And you swim with it out towards the ship. You climb aboard. Greeted by the crew. And they offer you the opportunity to join them in their travels. And you regretfully decline. And you bid them goodbye and leap back into the water. Deep in the depths, you see a large creature coming towards you, up out of the water, coming up towards you. And you know what to do. When you're finished, swim back to the beach. The dancers are glad to see you. And you stay with them a while. And then you make your way back up the river, to the stream, to your home spring. Then through the Dutch door. And back onto the orange step. And now you might want to spend a little time exploring your cave. Making sure that everything is the way that it should be. Getting to know your computer room technicians. Maybe preparing for your next trip out the Yellow Door to the Elven City.